Hey guys, welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a bonus episode. We're doing Q&A weekends where we answer our listeners' questions. If you have a question, you can send us your question via email by emailing us at contact@100mba.net. That's 100mba.net. Or you can visit us at 100mba.net/show, and you can record your question with your voice, the voice recorder that we have there. It's called SpeakPipe, and you can go ahead and do that, and we'll play your question with you asking your question on the show. So let's jump right into today's question from our listener, initials LM. So LM has a bit of a dilemma, and here it is. She writes, I'm torn between two decisions. One, to either pursue a startup with the local resources and development I currently have now while sticking to a job I absolutely hate. The second option is to relocate to another state for a better job prospect and networking opportunity, but rebuild my resources and connections in order to pursue my startup. What would you do in this case? This is a bit of a tough one. And the way I look at it, so she's got two situations here. LM's got two situations. She either can stick at a job that she really doesn't like, but she's built these resources. She's built, you know, her reputation. She knows people. She has a few connections she can, you know, build her startup off. And this might make it easier for her to start her startup. But on the other hand, she has another opportunity to relocate to another state in America with a better job opportunity, something maybe that she's more interested in. But she would have to rebuild again her network and rebuild her resources because no one knows who she is and all that before starting up. So I have two questions for you, LM, two questions for you to ask yourself. When do you want to start your business? Is it now or later? And that's basically where it comes to. If you are ready to get going now, if you feel like you're financially ready to do that and you feel like you just don't want to wait anymore and you want to just jump right into it, then maybe you should just get started now regardless of your job situation, because the end goal is to have a business that will replace your job. And for me, it sounds like relocating to another state for this job, and you have to rebuild your resources. And then if you start your business then, you know, you're making quite of a shift. You're making a big shift in your life when you're starting a business, and if this is an online business, then you could do it anywhere you please, where you feel most comfortable. You wouldn't have to move. And it sounds like you're only moving for the job. You're only moving for the opportunity. Maybe the money's better. Maybe the job is just more interesting. So if the end goal is to start a business quickly or as soon as possible and not be working a job, then you should look a little bit long term and say, hey, if I start my startup, maybe within, you know, 6 months to a year, I won't have to work at this place anymore. And that's problem solved. I don't have to continue to do something I hate. And I can use my resources and all the things I've developed over the course of time in the place I've been working, and as well as, you know, where I live. But if you are moving for a job because the job is good, maybe you need to consider, hey, maybe I want to check out this job and put the business on a back burner for a little bit. If that's the case, then that's okay. But you need to make a decision. Do you want to start your startup now or do you want to start it later? If it's later, then maybe the job opportunity is good and you can go ahead and take that on and plan when you want to start your business. My second question I think you should ask yourself is, if it's I want to start the business later, you need to really ask your question, why are you delaying? Why are you doing this? Is there a real business reason why you're doing it, or is it just fear? Or maybe it's just you don't want to feel uncomfortable. These are really important questions because you need to find out, because if you don't find out, then you're never going to start. You're always going to have an excuse. There's never a perfect time to start a business. Trust me, I've gone through a lot of excuses in my own head. And I'm not saying you're making up excuses or you're delaying, getting your hands dirty or rolling up your sleeves or anything like that. I'm just saying that sometimes we tell ourselves a story and we tend to believe it and we realize, hey, I'm the one who told that story. I can make the story whatever I want it to be. So find out, why are you delaying? Is it maybe because you're looking to, you know, save a bit more money? That's a good reason. If it's not money and it's not anything other than you just need to get started and there's no other reason, then maybe you should just get started. And, you know, you can always go back to your job. You know, you can always find another opportunity and work. You have the experiences, you have, you know, the resources, like you mentioned, to go ahead and do that. You know, you seem like you're very good at what you do. You're getting opportunities. So if you want to go ahead and start your business and go ahead and do it, then actually just go ahead and do it and give yourself a runway and give yourself some time and say, hey, if I don't get this done within a year or 18 months or whatever time you want to allow yourself to start your business and have it be sustainable and cover your costs and sustain your life, then I would do that. You know, the reason why I became a full-time entrepreneur is because I came to the realization that I'm not getting any younger. And the more I delay, the more I'm delaying living a life I really want to. I'm just kind of, you know, treading water or just wasting time in the meantime. I need to do this full on and give myself a full chance. You know, give it a fair shake. Or like the Aussies say, it was Nicole, he says, you know, give it a red hot go. So you need to give it a red hot go sometimes to really see if this is for you and see if you can make this happen. So that's kind of my answer to your question. You know, it's either do you want to start now or later? And if it's later, why later? And if it's later, if for good reasons, no problem. Go ahead and take the job that you're looking for. Maybe you'll have a better experience and it'll be a chance for you to make better, you know, connections and resources. But at the end of the day, you need to ask those questions to yourself and just get honest with yourself so you can get to the point of where you want to be in life right now. All right, LM, thank you so much for your question. And guys, please send over your questions. We'd love to answer them on Q&A weekends. You can send them over again at contact@100mba.net. Thank you so much for listening to The $100 MBA Show, guys. I'll check you in the next episode.